part series of the Buck Stops here, where we're taking you on a gastronomic journey of Bengal. That's right, you heard it right. In election season, we're looking at Bengal's politics through its food. In these two episodes, we will be bringing you different political voices, but we'll also be exploring the intersection of food and politics in this state. Bengalis, of course, love their politics. They're very, very opinionated, but they also love their food. Let's talk to a few people here. This is obviously a place you come to for breakfast. So what's so special about it?
This place is very famous for its chai and...
Kesar chai
and kachori and jalebi, of course. So we normally come over here for this breakfast. It's very delicious.
So it's a completely packed place. A number of young people here also carrying their newspapers. So what do you think is going to happen in the elections? You know, our show, we're looking at politics and food both. Yeah. So what do Bengalis care about more, politics or food?
Priority is food first.
Pehle khana.
Pehle khana, baad mein bajana.
Pehle khana, baad mein bajana.
Yes, right.
Toh matlab pehle khane mein dilchaspi, uske baad rajneeti.
Ji. Pakka.
So well, you heard it right. You want to add to that, food or politics or both?
Both.
What comes first?
Food and politics together.
Food and politics together, and that's exactly what we're going to be bringing you over the next two episodes. And I almost sat here on the chai, but yes, kesar chai, kachori and aloo, biryani, mishti doi, rasgulla, you name it, this state has it. And over the next two episodes, you'll be looking at that very interesting crossroad between food and politics.
নুটি ছোট ছুটি টালি থেকে টালা ওল ঢোল এগ রোল বেলফুল মালা লেনিনের পাদ দেশ প্রণামীর থালা তবু পরি ঘোর ভিক্টোরিয়া যাক উড়ে যাক দুধে ভাতে থাক কলকাতা কলকাতা দেই আমার শহর আমার শহর আমার শহর আমার শহর আমার শহর
Will Didi's domination prevail in 2016? At first, this election was predicted to be a runaway victory for Mamata Banerjee. And among the rural poor of Bengal, especially in the south of the state, her grip over the voters appears to be just as strong. Her pro-poor programs, whether it's rice at 2 rupees a kilo or a scheme that gifts all school-going children with bicycles, have given her electoral protection against calls for change. But it's in the urban and semi-urban pockets, especially among the Bhadralok, that you find a creeping disenchantment. In Kolkata, where all 11 seats were won by the Trinamool in 2011, the assessment is that an election that should have been a walkover has become a contest, one that has pushed the feisty chief minister somewhat on the defensive. Three things have happened in quick succession. The Narada sting operation, which showed several Trinamool leaders accepting money on camera. Mamata's party initially dismissed this as a smear campaign. More recently, she said, had she known, those on tape would not have been given tickets. The collapse of the Vivekanand flyover. The tragedy underlined the entrenched hold of what is called the Syndicate Raj, a colloquial expression for a local mafia that forces contractors to use inferior material sold at a premium. And finally, the coming together of the left and the Congress, a new arithmetic with the capacity to change equations. So has a foretold victory become an open contest? We took that question to the man who has become the face of the party, on TV and in Parliament, Derek O'Brien. We meet Derek in Newmarket, a bustling pre-independence bazaar once known as Sir Hogg's Market. Biryani came to Bengal with the 10th and last Awadhi Nawab, Wajid Ali Shah. Stripped of royal privileges and banished to Bengal by the British, Shah nonetheless travelled with a giant entourage. The absence of enough money and therefore meat is what first introduced the potato as compensation. The potato is now a signature of the Bengal biryani. Its other distinctive feature is that it is mild on spice. But of course, there's nothing unspicy about these elections. We're now at the famous and legendary and old Nizam's restaurant, which as you can see describes itself to be the inventor of the Kati Kebab roll. We're right next to the Kolkata Municipal Corporation, right behind New Market. This area was once known as the downtown of Kolkata, and some of the most famous eateries, old eateries, in fact, are found here, as well as one of the oldest cinema halls, the Elite Cinema Hall. And our guest today, well, he's chosen to have biryani with us at a place called Aminia. Aminia, in fact, in this area was launched on the very day that India gained independence. Welcome, Derek. It's nice to see you, outside of TV studios. Yeah, well, it's your city.
Welcome me to my city. Welcome to Kolkata, to you and your team.
Tell us a little bit about where we are. We understand we're next to the Municipal Corporation. We're behind New Market. I just saw Nizam's back there. And we're going to have some biryani. So tell us why you wanted to have biryani at Aminia.
No, Aminia has a history. And actually, Nizam's behind us has a history. This is not the time we're used to coming to Nizam's. Mm. Because you normally come in the evening or late at night. But this is a great food street. All the Mughal food, nothing fancy, as you will soon discover.
Yeah.
And it's behind the New Market. So it's a lovely... It's a lovely feel, you know, and it's not touristy. It's
why biryani? Because as you know, we're looking at Bengal's politics through food. Yeah. What does biryani represent?
I think biryani, you know, even though we all think Hyderabad biryani is very, very good, but if you ask the Calcuttan, he or she will defend biryani the way it's made in Arsalan or Shiraz or Aminia, because it's a little different. There's always a potato, there's always an anda in it also. So the biryani it's a different biryani. Like, I can't handle Delhi biryani. So I think this is interesting because the style of biryani here is different. There are lots of shops there like Sabir, Razalla, you get, you know. By the way, the Razalla is a dish which they have a registered trademark also.
Really?
Patent, yes.
Well, we're going to get a taste of the biryani here at Aminia, which, as we said, was in fact launched, Derek, on the very day, this particular branch, on the very day that India gained its independence. But before we set in, there are assessments that this time it isn't going to be an easy ride. The left and the Congress alliance, understanding, arrangement, whatever you want to call it, this is a fight for margins. This is a fight to dent Mamtadi.
Now, you've used some interesting words, whether it's an alliance or an understanding, so people still don't know. But if you're going to compare something, my counter question to you is, what are you comparing it to? Mamtadi is running a government without a coalition here. She walked out of the Congress party 18 years ago. She set up a government. Will she come back to Bengal and run a government again on her own with a comfortable majority? The answer is an emphatic yes.
Fewer seats than last time?
Fewer seats than what?
Fewer seats than 2011.
2011, we had 184. And the CPIM who fought separately and the Congress who fought separately were 104. So that's the starting point. It's now a very good time to do big talk. But I don't think this is the time for big talk. I really think this is the time for people to assess what we have done and what are the three options available. One option is the Trinamool, which has said we brought peace and development here. On the development front and peace, communal harmony, vote for us. The second option is the BJP. That's not an option for Bengal because they don't even understand the ethos of Bengal. And the third option is this Congress, CPM, they don't know understanding or alliance or as you said. So that's the third option. So these are three options. And I don't think the people of Bengal have forgotten that the CPIM have killed 50,000 Congress and Trinamool workers. How can these two people get together? And the big question for the Congress is friends in Bengal, foes in Kerala.
Well, we'll get down to the specifics over a heap of biryani at Aminia as we enter it. Lots to talk to Derek about, lots of food for thought. So, Derek, as we wait for our biryani, you made an interesting point. You spoke about the arithmetic of the Trinamool and the Congress being together in 2011. So, there being some inevitable disruption, but you're comfortable of a majority. Two-thirds or simple?
I don't think it's, I can make numbers, prediction of numbers. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Two-thirds is 196. Simple is 148. We'll be nowhere next to 148. We are already way over 148. But I think that we're comfortable. So comfortable can be 180, 190, 200, 210. Right? What is the bottom line here is that
these two ideology conflicting parties have got together to try and beat us. I think that's it. And they're not going to defeat the Trinamool.
Ideology conflicting parties. Why? Because the left has supported the Congress at the center before. This contradiction that you speak about, we've seen before.
Yeah, this is not an air-conditioned Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha situation. This is where grassroots workers have been killed for 35 years. The biryani is here. Is this chicken or mutton?
I think it's chicken. Chicken, but okay. I'm not sure. Okay.
So the grassroots workers who've been killed, I think to answer your question, I need to simply go to Kerala and Bengal. I mean, you please, Papa CJ, he just takes a 10-second clip of what Mr. Gandhi said in Kerala and another 10-second clip of what Mr. Gandhi said in Bengal. You watch these two clips, the Congress is wonder boy.
That's your word for Rahul Gandhi.
It's a nice expression.
So we'll deep dive.
No, I got it wrong because I'm hungry. Make that boy wonder.
Not wonder boy.
The boy wonder is more respectful.
All right. Our information is that there is a section of the Congress that feels that it was a mistake to ally with the left, and that in fact there was a possibility of an alliance between the Mamta and between your party and the Congress. Is that true?
We're 18 years old, and I think there are two big points about it. Why did Mamta Di leave the Congress and founded the Trinamool Congress? The only reason she left the Congress was because she thought the Congress was not taking on the CPIM seriously, the communists seriously. Everyone in Bengal knows this. It's taken 18 years from what was in the closet to now come out in the open, that they are one and the same thing. This is the first reason. Second, when we left the UPA, that was the warning for the Congress that they were actually driving on the wrong highway.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to them in 2014. I think we are not understanding what the Congress ideology is these days. One day blue t-shirt, one day no t-shirt, one day... It's not an ideology which we keep saying, it's not a t-shirt. You can't change it every day.
No, that's a good Derekism. It's a great one-liner, but you haven't answered my question.
What is your question?
If the Congress had reached out, as we believe a section of the party wanted it to ally or to seek an alliance like 2011 with Mamata Banerjee, would the Trinamool have been willing? Do you believe that the Congress should have chosen the winning option in your estimation instead of an alliance that may not win?
I'm the Congress, not the Congress spokesperson. I'm
asking you whether the Trinamool would have been open to that alliance.
Here's the Trinamool view. We have run this government for 4.5 years. Development, and communal peace and harmony. That's why when you have to come with a Pakistan, India-Pakistan match, you're looking for a venue, you'll come to Calcutta. Ghulam Ali concert, you're looking for a venue, you'll come to Calcutta. But to answer your question directly, we are going to run a government again with a comfortable majority. This is like saying you're going to win the cricket match by 7 wickets, but now you have to do something which is going to make you win the match by 9 wickets. No. Will Mamata Di be the Chief Minister of Bengal after 19th of May? Yes. Will she do it without the support of any party? The answer is yes. Now, I know this is Mother Teresa's city, but it just doesn't add up. So we have 3 ideological rivals in alphabetical order.
Is the Congress an ideological rival?
The BJP, the Communist Party of India, and the Congress is an ideology. Of course the Congress is an ideological rival.
The
single biggest ideological difference from the Congress now is that we are vehemently opposed to the communists, and they are friends of the communists. That's our single biggest difference today.
But that was always
never.
The communists have supported the Congress in the past.
This is in Bengal. I'm talking to you about the basic ideological difference, and this is where you see the 19th of May. You have 2 people ganging up. What are they ganged up against? They've ganged up against development. They've ganged up against Mamata Di's governance. And they've ganged up against taking Bengal back to the 70s and the 80s. You ask how many Congress workers in Bengal are devastated. You know, and the funny part is...
So had the Congress been wanting to go with the Trinamool would have said no?
See, Barkha,
I thought it was the Congress's local leaders that wanted to go with the left because you weren't giving them enough seats. That's not quite the same as an ideological difference.
Let me make it absolutely clear once and for all here on our program. There was never any discussion with the Congress party for any alliance in Bengal.
Not at all.
No, I can say this with all the responsibility in my command. There was absolutely no discussion. And I'm so glad there was no discussion. And look what they've gone and done. They've gone and joined the Communist Party of CPIM. Now what happens? What happens? One thing is certain, that at least this group, I call them a group, they will be the largest opposition party. That too is certain.
Yeah.
Now who will be the leader of the opposition? This is a very interesting question. You will tell me the leader of the opposition will be from the CPM, because they'll probably get more seats than the Congress, because they have 62 now and the Congress have 42. Now who will be the CPM leader of the opposition? The current leader of the opposition is also the secretary of the Communist Party.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So this is a natural choice. I'll invite you back to biryani to have in Calcutta. Biryani I'll give you for 365 days, I'll send to your Delhi home.
I don't want biryani for 365
okay,
days.
Okay, you come.
Delicious as this
I'll have
is.
A bet
yeah.
with you. He will not win his own seat.
And what are you willing to bet on that, apart from the biryani?
Who, the communist...
Winning his own seat.
Winning his own seat. Should I go the whole hog?
Yes.
I'll shave my head if he wins.
You are saying you will shave your own head if the leader of present leader of opposition, the CPM leader, wins his own seat.
Yes. And I'll do it.
So we will bring you back here and we'll hold you to
I'll
that
do it.
Promise.
I'll do it.
But if you're calling the Congress an ideological opponent of the Trinamool, why is it that when Sonia Gandhi described Mamata Banerjee and Narendra Modi to be two sides of the same coin, a very angrily worded statement from you spoke about the restraint that the party had always shown when talking about Sonia Gandhi? Is that because Mamata Banerjee and Sonia Gandhi personally enjoy a good rapport?
Personal,
and were you
personal,
shocked that personal, Sonia used that language? For
personal is different. Personal is different. And there's nothing personal about this. But the key word in the statement is, how dare she do it? How dare she compare Narendra Modi and Mamata Banerjee? That was the key statement.
How can you say how dare she for somebody you call an ideological and political opponent? Why isn't she free to do that?
Of course she's free.
In fact, she said both governments are despotic.
They're not both governments. This is the Delhi deal.
What is the Delhi deal?
Delhi deal is you scratch my back, I scratch your back. National Herald case will go into the background. This is the Delhi deal.
You're saying to Sonia...
This is the... A kind of the way the cricket is run in this country. It's all
fixed, you're saying.
No. I'm not talking about the cricket matches.
Not the cricket, but the politics.
So it's, you know, Trinamool, you can't fix the Trinamool. That's the problem. You can't do any match.
So you're saying to Sonia Gandhi, how dare you compare Mamata to Modi?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if that's your camera, I'll say it here. How dare you compare Mamata Banerjee to Narendra Modi? There, I said it. See, with Trinamool, it's about belief, it's about passion. Not that I said something and I'll regret it. No, this is the way we are. And this is the way we speak our mind. And you've got me at a time where I'm hungry for food and I'm in the thick of elections.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing a lot of your friends from Delhi who are coming down. Eat something, Barkha.
I'm going to eat.
Coming down and saying that A is forming a government, B is forming a government. Yeah, you know... Betting is illegal in India. But
if you were a betting man.
If I was a betting man, the Congress and the CPM alliance have as much chance as winning this election as Afghanistan have of winning the World Cup T20.
Well, Afghanistan didn't do as badly as people thought it would. So that should be carefully considered an analogy.
No, yeah. You talk about winning the World Cup, you don't talk about the score.
Derek, you make this grand claim that the Trinamool says what it means, yes. We don't change our ideology like a t-shirt. But you have changed your statement, when I say you, I mean the party, multiple times on the Narada Sting operation.
Good.
You started by saying that this is a smear campaign timed to the elections. Then Mamata Banerjee said that if I'd known earlier, I may not have chosen the same candidates. Then she said that Kakoli Dastidar, one of the leaders alleged to be on the tapes, has so much money that she doesn't need to do a scam. She could buy 50 Naradas. What is your position?
Nothing has
changed. It is completely contradictory.
No. Our original position the foundation of that position remains the same. There's no change. And I'll come to, and I'll answer each of your points. The fundamental position is we believe this is political vendetta and political blackmail. That's
so why do you talk about changing candidates?
I'll tell you. Starting point is, in this day and age of technology, Balkha, when we got that video, and you've seen what is done with the Kanaya videos and the doctoring of the videos, so you get this video. 6 weeks ago, the country has watched how these videos were doctored. We also have to study it. We are reasonably tech-savvy people. You need to look at that. You need to see that, are they doctored? Are they not doctored? Is it this? Is it that? So that cannot be done in 24 hours. In 24 hours, you accept the video. And by the way, I do not want to say anything more on Narada. 1 minute. I'll tell you one important sentence. I do not want to say anything more on Narada at this point because it is sub judice. And I should keep absolutely quiet.
But you are talking about it. Your leader is talking about it in the election campaign.
I casually spoke to you over biryani. But Narada is sub judice. And we'll get to the bottom of this. We've also ordered an internal inquiry on this.
Doesn't that contradict saying it's a smear campaign?
No, it can be internal, it can be... See, you got to look at the broad picture. You got to look at the broad picture and not rush to conclusions. Of course it's a smear campaign. Of course it's a smear campaign. You can't defeat
when
us in development.
Campaign, you're saying what's on the tape is false.
I'm not saying anything on the tape. I'm only saying two things now. That is sub judice, it's the subject of an internal inquiry, and it's also the subject of a parliamentary ethics committee. All three are happening simultaneously. We should keep quiet and not do a media trial. But the people can vote. Let them vote.
If the people can vote, do you acknowledge that the Trinamool image in the last month has taken a big dent on two issues? One is the Narada tapes, the other is the flyover collapse. Certainly flyover. When one meets people here, people are angry about both these issues. Yeah. There were the Sharada Chit Fund scam before that. You have given Madan Mitra a ticket. Why did you give him a ticket?
Good question. Madan Mitra has been given a ticket. On the 19th of May are the results. We're in a democracy. Whatever is available in the public domain is available. Let the 2 lakh voters of Kamarhati constituency decide.
What are the national implications of this? Two very interesting comments I've noticed in the last week. One came from you, one from Nitish Kumar. Nitish Kumar spoke of a Sangh Mukt Bharat, answering the BJP call for a Congress Mukt Bharat. You said once Mamata Banerjee is elected chief minister again, Delhi is only 2 hours away. Do we take it that after this election, it is Mamata's arrival on the national stage as a prime ministerial aspirant?
The biryani is good.
You're suddenly not going to answer the question.
No, I answer everything.
What did you mean Delhi is 2 hours
biryani,
away? What did you mean Delhi is 2 hours away?
I meant Delhi is 2 hours away.
Yeah, I know the literal meaning.
The literal meaning is that, and I think, let's get this Bengal cock and bull alliance out of the way. And Mamata Di will have a bigger role to play in Delhi. As it is, she has 46 MPs between the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha.
Why have we seen rabble-rousing inflammatory comments from Trinamool readers? You have a Razak Mullah who talks about Rupa Ganguly in the most despicable language, then says sorry. But he did make absolutely obnoxious comments.
Barka. Let me say.
You have Mamata Banerjee on the warpath with the election commission.
You also have 40 years. You have 40, a politician, the gentleman you mentioned, Razak Saab. He's been 40 years in politics, he's 75 years of age. He made a statement. Within 12 hours, he retracted, apologized unconditionally to the lady, and that's it. It takes a lot of courage to say sorry. He said sorry.
Since you have been in your previous avatar, a quiz master, I'm going to ask you a few questions. It's called our rapid fire round. I'll give you one word. You can only use one word to answer. One adjective or one word that comes to your mind when I say the following.
So you'll also pay for the biryani then?
I will pay for the biryani.
There are no free lunches. Then they say they are.
There are no free lunches.
The journalist bribed the politician. other way around.
No, well, biryani bribe is allowed.
No.
All right. They're just quick rapid fire round. You have to use one word. Kolkata.
Home.
Mamata Banerjee.
One word. Fighter.
Sonia Gandhi.
Congress.
Come That's not really a word.
Yes. Everyone says, you know, Mamata Banerjee, one woman party, something, so I can say Congress. You ask me, Jayalalitha, say AIDMK.
Okay, Rahul Gandhi.
Here I need two words. Boy wonder, since I used it earlier in your interview.
Narendra Modi.
Peacock.
Peacock. Narada.
Blackmail.
Sharada Chitfund Scam.
History.
Flyover collapse.
Sad.
Elections.
Win.
Delhi.
Delhi. Delhi would be Kareem's.
And then my last word, biryani.
Biryani. You know, in all this hype about Calcutta biryani, I have to make an honest confession. I still think Hyderabad biryani is a lot better than the Calcutta biryani.
Well, that's the politician finally speaking one bit of truth on this program. Derek O'Brien, pleasure talking to you.
With the debate on biryani, if not the elections, thus settled, we head out to Mamata Banerjee's constituency, Bhavanipur. It is Didi's first campaign in her home seat, and her cult following here is on display. She walks briskly through the by lanes as conches herald her arrival, and flower petals pour down in a torrent from the roofs. Mamata has continued to live in the neighborhood. And as she grabs the mic and shouts out instructions, she's very much the colony's own Didi, totally at home. Her grassroots persona has perhaps proved to be her biggest political asset. Bhavanipur is one of the oldest neighborhoods of the city and has had many famous residents, among them Jansangh founder Shyama Prasad Mukherjee and Bengal's most famous son, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Now, his grand-nephew and newly minted BJP leader Chandra Bose is up against Mamata, along with Congress leader Deepa Das Munshi. For both, taking on Didi on her home turf is a near impossible contest. But more than either the BJP or the Congress, it's the left for whom this election is an existential test. Ousted by Mamata in 2011 after 34 years of uninterrupted rule and decimated by the impact of both Mamata and Modi in 2014 when the CPM was down to just two Lok Sabha seats. In the land of Mishti Doi, it is they more than anyone else who will be looking for some sweet surprises. Our search for the Bengal speciality, made from thickened milk and sweetened with jaggery, brings us to a shop that is more than 100 years old. We are now in Mamata Banerjee's own constituency, the area of Bhavanipur, as we continue our journey of Bengal's politics, looking at politics through its food. Now, here, of course, we must say that no journey of Bengal's food can be complete without talking about Shondesh and Mishti Doi. So we've brought you to Balaram Malik and Radharaman Malik. And if you see below, if the camera can just track there, it says Mishti Magic since 1885. So this is really a cult mithai ki dukaan. But of course, the irony is, here in Mamata Banerjee's constituency, we are going to meet two young leaders of the CPM. So heading for some conversation over Shondesh and Mishti Doi, we're two leaders of the left in Mamata Banerjee's own constituency. We're here at this cult mithai ki dukaan, and here's Sudeep. You're Sudeep. Nice to meet you. Sudeep Malik. And this is, of course, as I saw on the board, a dukaan that has existed since 1885, who started it?
My great-grandfather started it, Ganesh Chandra Mollick, and then the legacy continues with us and my son again.
And what is the most famous mithai here? Is it the Shandesh? Is it the Mishti Dohi? Show us what's here.
We have Shandesh. Shandesh is our most specialty items. Like, we are specialized on Shandesh. Jolbhora is our main item. Then we have baked Shandesh. We have Kheer Kodom. We have mango Shandesh.
How many different kinds of Shandesh do you have?
At any point of time, you will get 150 types of items.
150 kinds?
Kinds of
150 items. Kinds.
Yes, 150.
And then, of course, here, what is this? This is a kulfi.
This is the kulfi, but Bengali style kulfi. The flavors are Bengali, like Mishti Doi, Gondhoraj Lebu, Nolengur. These are the Bengali.
How is it different from the kulfi we used to in Delhi?
Yeah, you don't get Nolengur kulfi in Delhi. You don't get Gondhoraj Lebu, this indigenous lemon to West Bengal, that flavor in Delhi. Or you get Kesar Kulfi in Delhi, you get Sitafal Kulfi. You also get it over here.
This is Bengal's version of kulfi. And here, what I found this while walking in, this is really interesting, and this really speaks to the close connection between politics and food. This is actually Shandesh, but I'm seeing a number of different party symbols here. So this is, of course, the BJP. This is, of course, the CPM. The hand is the Congress. And then you have the Trinamool. And what I'm seeing here is also Mamata Banerjee and Narendra Modi on this Shandesh. So tell us a little bit about how this idea came to you.
We started this 10 years ago with each and every vote. We make this symbol Shandesh, and the leaders and their representatives all comes to get this Shandesh to distribute in the party members and all.
So parties come and buy this and distribute it among the party workers.
Everybody comes.
Very interesting. As we come here, and actually in Mamata Banerjee's own constituency, which is an irony, we're going to meet two young leaders of the left. Kaushtav?
Yes.
Nice to meet you. And Shataru?
Nice to meet you. Welcome to Calcutta.
Thank you so much. And it's interesting, it's ironic that in Mamata's constituency, we're talking to the left leaders. So tell us a little bit first about yourself, Shataru. In 2011, you were among the youngest candidates. Do you still remain among the youngest candidates of the CPM?
I guess so. But what I would want to say is that I'm sure people are not going to vote for me or vote for my party for my age. But I'm sure for the work that we want to do, for the work that we have got the capacity to do, considering all that, people are going to vote for us.
So tell us your background. Tell us your background.
I joined the SFI, the Students' Federation of India, when I was in college, which the college that also happens to be in this constituency only. While you were starting the show, I heard you saying that Kolkata is a land famous for Mishti Dohi, and which is true. See, this is what Kolkata has been famous for all these years. For Mishti Dohi, for Rasgulla, for its secular culture, for its intellectual legacy, heritage.
Yes.
And for the last 5 years, unfortunately, Kolkata and Bengal is being known for Sharda and Narda. So this is the actual irony.
That for Sharda and Narda. So you're saying instead of being known for Shandesh, it's now known for Sharda and Narda.
Exactly. So that is the irony that we really want to fight.
Kaushtav, the point is that the left got decimated in 2014 in the Lok Sabha elections. And there is now a perception that the recovery is only possible through this very unnatural alliance, or if you don't want to call it an alliance, an arrangement with the Congress party. So how do young people yourself feel like that? Is it ideologically confusing?
There is no confusion about that. The matter is that the people of West Bengal, they are in the one side and the TMC is on the other side. Then the fight is between not me with TMC, but people with TMC, the people with syndicate, people with hooliganism.
But when you talk about syndicates, a lot of people feel that because for so many decades it was the left in power, the syndicate culture, while it has thrived now, was also thrived in the left years and was possibly a creation of the left because the left ruled the state for so long.
The TMC leaders in Narda footage, they are telling that they built the syndicate and they are going by the syndicate.
But Shataru, before we get into our Mishti Dohi, answer a little bit about the uneasiness or the unnaturalness of this alliance with the Congress. The fact of the matter is that Derek O'Brien posed a question and he said thousands and thousands of left workers have been at clashes with Congress workers. So how does that work? I mean, when you think earlier violent massacres.
So Mamata Banerjee, from day one, since this possibility has started to spring up, Mamata Banerjee from day one has been saying that how can two political forces who are ideologically opposed to each other, who are ideologically not compatible with each other, can form an alliance. From this, one thing is very clear. She doesn't believe in having an alliance if there is no ideological similarity. So the fact that she earlier had an alliance with the RSS and the BJP, that she had only because she is somehow ideologically close to the...
But you're citing her ideological contradiction to explain your own.
No. What I would want to say, Varsha, see, no battle of ideology can be fought if there is not an atmosphere of democracy. in this state, that atmosphere of democracy where we can say what we don't like in the Congress, where Congress can say what they don't like in us, that entire ideological, that entire democratic setup was gone missing in our state.
There's a simultaneous election in Kerala where you actually have Rahul Gandhi going into Kerala and asking people to vote against the left. So, you know, how does this contradiction settle itself?
So this has happened in our country before also. If you remember in 2004, in Kerala, we were fighting the Congress, while in Tamil Nadu, in the same Lok Sabha election, there's one place you would know that in the place that is the border of Kerala and Tamil Nadu, I'm just missing out the name. So one side of the highway, it was Kerala, where Comrade Surjit did campaign against Kerala, against Congress in Kerala in the afternoon. Then on the other side of the lane, in Tamil Nadu, there the bigger question was to resist the communal forces. So there we supported the Congress candidate. So this has happened in our
country. But I want to talk about the history of violence as well. When you think of the left and the Congress, and there have been violent clashes, there have been a history of massacres.
What we have known from our seniors, from our elders, the worst elements of Congress who were responsible for those massacres are all in the TMC now.
If you win, will you form the government together? What do your party seniors say?
Of course we are going.
But those contradictions will continue.
No, then we need to have a common minimum program.
I want to ask you little bit about how young people see the left, but before that, Shudeep, you've got a lot of mithai here, so just tell us. What is what, and let's bring the camera closer.
So different varieties of mishti dohi. Yeah. This is the normal mishti dohi, lal mishti dohi.
Which one?
Yeah. This is the legendary mango mishti dohi, yeah. And this is the new one, blueberry mishti dohi.
Blueberry mishti dohi. This is like taking fusion to an extreme, I think.
Exactly. And we have also another sweet, this is normal rasagulla. We have baked rasagulla. We have flambe rasagulla with rum.
Okay, very inventive. I'm going to grab the mango mishti dohi for myself. You can have the traditional one, and you get the new agey blueberry one. And here's the rasagulla as well. It's really fantastic. Chandrup, let me ask you something. Young people, there's a sense that young people no longer relate to the left. You're both very young left leaders. Do you believe the left also has to reinvent itself?
See, in this country right now, the entire, you know, the amount of criticism that is coming towards the Modi government, the way the ruling class is being challenged by the youth. Those youth belong, the major section of those youth, they belong to the left only. Kanhaiya is a product of the left student movement. And I'm sure why the left, the young voters are attracted to the left, not only because of our ideological standpoint, but also we not only talk about problems, but we also offer solutions.
Do you need to reinvent? Everybody,
of course
now,
we do.
Because there's also a perception that in Sitaram Yechuri, you have a less hardline party leader than a Prakash Karat. I'm wondering how young people see that. And also there are these differences between the Kerala CPM and the Bengal CPM. The Kerala CPM obviously did not want this understanding with the Congress here. It's a political death for them, they would believe. Right? What do you think, Oshav?
I think it's a media hype. Nothing in that. The situation in West Bengal is totally different. The youth will vote for us because there is no industry during the 5 years. The Infosys left West Bengal. The Videocon left West Bengal.
But isn't there a contradiction, Shatarup, with when you think of Buddhadev, and you know, you think of Nandigram and Shengur, and then you actually think that his attempts at bringing industrialization resulted in such controversy that Mamata Banerjee was able to occupy what some called a left of left position, right? So how does the CPM today resolve this contradiction? You want to be contemporary, but you don't want the shadow of Nandigram and Shengur.
Nandigram and Shengur are incidents that we are not very proud of course. That goes without saying. Though we firmly believe that what we wanted to do in Shengur was good for the people of this state. Anyway, see, Mamata Banerjee taking a left rhetoric is not something unusual or not something very new. In the history, Mussolini and Hitler were also seen taking a left of left stand and rhetoric. That we have seen in history, and we have known that by...
No,
by
are you comparing those dictators and despots with Mamata Banerjee?
I mean, not...
You are. You're saying Mamata Banerjee, you're comparing Mamata Banerjee with Hitler.
She has got the vices.
With Hitler. I mean, that's an overstatement, right? Hitler.
It's an overstatement.
I mean, we're sitting here in a democracy. We're sitting here in her constituency criticizing her. That's hardly Hitlerian.
So you never know whether we are going to walk out safely out of this constituency after criticizing her. See,
the culture of political violence, both your parties have been part of.
A ruling agent has been killed brutally. Tahidul Islam.
When a student was asking Mamata Banerjee a question in national television, she did not even fathom that after asking that question, she is going to be termed a Maoist and she will have to leave this country for a while. So you never know what is going to come next. And since we were talking about the youth and their aspirations, see, in our state for the last 5 years, what did we not see our chief minister doing? We saw her organizing fairs and book, various other, events, gala events and all. We had seen her holding meetings with owners of chit fund companies. We had seen her clicking selfie with Mr. Amitabh Bachchan, dancing with Mr. Shah Rukh Khan at Eden Gardens, teaching Sania Mirza how to play tennis.
But what's wrong with all that?
But what is wrong is that we did not see a single picture of our chief minister inaugurating a new factory in our country. Right now, as we are sitting here from here, Howrah station is at a stone's throw.
But a lot of people that I've been meeting here do say that whatever other criticisms they may have, they feel the city of Kolkata has improved under her.
If you visit these households, right, which are just on the opposite side of the lane, you will see each of these households have become old age homes. Elders, the parents, they're sitting in their houses and their next generation, they have left the city in search of work. And we don't know whether they're going to come back or not. So this you would say beautification of the city?
There's a saying that Mamata Banerjee ended the culture of buns that used to hold up the city. How do you respond to that?
This is about work culture. If work culture is her primary motive, then what she did in case of government employees, she said that you don't hold strike even once in a year, and in lieu of that, I'm going to extend your puja vacation from 3 days to 10 days. So if work culture is your priority, you are extending vacation by 7 days to stop them from holding strike, democratic protest from 1 day. And then she is, you know, threatening people, government workers, by saying that I'm going to cut your salary if you're going to hold a strike.
How do you all see Buddhadev's record? Because, you know, when he first came in, he was really seen to be one of the most modernizing left leader. And then Nandigram and Shingur happened, and that remained contradictions forever in Bengal. You know, and Ratan Tata left with his fact.
About Shingur, what Buddhadev was saying was correct. What Mamata Banerjee was saying was wrong. Buddhadev Bhattacharya was saying that if the industry is not built, then neither is there going to be employment nor agriculture. People are going to die of hunger. He was right. And Mamata Banerjee, when she said that I'm going to return land in 10 days of building the office, she was wrong. I mean, 5 years have passed. And in Shingur, not an iota of land was given back.
So you think Buddhadev was right on Shingur?
No, time has proved. Time has proved who is right and who is wrong.
So let me ask you in the end to talk a little bit again about the contradiction of this alliance. Because the fact of the matter is, you can call it whatever name, but it is an alliance, especially if the position is that if we win, we will form the government. Do you believe that A, you all suffer from the fact that Mamata Banerjee is the face of her party and there is no face to the left Congress alliance?
There's many more faces. There are a lot of faces.
But politics is becoming increasingly personality-centered, right?
No. There are lots of faces of left democratic forces.
I'm saying, oh my God, because I'm just trying to figure out what is...
We
are going to die of diabetes. What is this?
This is a famous baked rasagulla.
Baked rasagulla. Okay, I've been very skeptical about
this. This is something that this house has pioneered.
Okay. But I mean, it sounds very... not like this rasagulla, which we are more used to. But we will try it since Shodeep is this. But come back to the contradiction.
We are not calling it only a left and Congress alliance, because apart from the left and the Congress, there are two other major constituents of this alliance. Number one, there are many people in Bengal who had voted for the BJP 2 years back, but they don't believe in the communal politics that BJP plays. They don't believe in Love Jihad campaign. They don't believe in Ghar Vapsi. They don't believe in putting Kanhaiya to jail only because he had spoken out his mind.
But well, although they supported suspending somebody in the Maharashtra Assembly over the Bharat Mata Ki Jai issue. So there are contradictions in the Congress position on nationalism.
As well, I mean, of course. But what I was trying to say is that these people had voted for the BJP 2 years back only because, in spite of not being in agreement with their communal politics, they thought that BJP is going to put up a fierce opposition against the TMC in Bengal, which the illusion that has died in Bengal. Everyone knows that BJP is not a major reckoning force in Bengal. They are not fighting to win this election. Babul Supriyo, who is their face in Bengal, had said in an interview few days back that the left and Congress alliance is going to turn all tables. Not even our party is going to stand
up. So you're saying the left and the Congress coming together has made the BJP a non-player?
A non-player, of course.
Derek O'Brien has posed a question that have you forgotten how many thousands of workers of the left were killed at the hands of the Congress? This is his question.
And
to you.
What was his leader doing when the workers were
killed? No, over the years. I mean, no, he's talking about the history of massacres, right?
No, I am also talking about the history. What was his leader doing when the people were being killed?
Well, they broke away to form their own party later, right?
No, then why did she break away? Because her people were killing the CPM? Or because she wanted
so
to
how do you resolve this historical baggage between the left and the Congress? Bloody historical baggage.
There is no question of resolving him. Resolving the baggage or whatever you are saying. See, time and again I am saying this. Whatever are the major ideological point of differences between us and the Congress are going to stay. They are not going to go away. But the worst elements of Congress who had led the massacres during their government or whatever, they are all with the TMC now. TMC is formed of people who were ministers in the Siddharth Shangoda cabinet earlier.
Okay. I have to just ask you a last question. As a young candidate, both of you, what would you say to young people who say, no, we don't relate to the left anymore? Young people, you know, you often hear young people saying this. Urban youth.
I think we should not tell anything to them. We should tell something to us ourselves, that why are they not being able to relate to us in case they are not being able to. So we, of course, what we are saying is correct, but, you know, keeping the content intact, we need to come up with, you know, our
new tools of communication.
Of course, new tools of communication, new ways of modern ways of communication. Instead of using some very bookish languages, we need to be more, you know, practical in our expression, more, you know, we need to speak more of content or rhetoric that people are going to relate to. Of course, we are going to advise ourselves. Rather than advising the people.
Since
Stalin has taught us.
But I think left very badly needs a charismatic leader.
The comrade Stalin has taught us.
But it's a good question. He's asking you about the leadership. Yeah?
Comrade,
do you agree?
I mean, of course, I don't.
Okay,
think
we got to end. So closing comment.
What I was saying is
there are a number of leaders. There are a number of good leaders, but there should be one leader.
Comrade Stalin has told us that not only go and try and go and teach the people, but also learn from
but
them.
But you know, when
so
you talk about intolerance, Stalin is not exactly the epitome of tolerance.
I'm quoting a
Stalinist purge is a famous phrase in history, right?
I'm quoting a sentence.
I mean, why would the young identify with Stalin? Should your parallel be Stalin?
No, see, Hitler and Stalin are not parallel, even if you say I'm the last person to believe
it. I'm just saying that the intolerance is...
But what I was saying is that do you believe in this line or not? Do you think this is true or not? That we not only should we try to go and teach the people, but we try to learn from them.
I'm just saying that...
This is what has been talked to us
and never
do
it. I'm just saying that you will need to find better examples or better idols than Stalin because Stalin is...
I'm not talking about any personality cult. I'm talking about a sentence that was told in the
history. Okay, we leave it there. It's very interesting. Clearly, the fact is that when we hear both Shatrughan and Kaustubh, the left and the Congress
but
coming together. You're going to end with the Rasagola each, but it has changed. I will acknowledge with you that coming together has changed the arithmetic for sure. And we'll have to see how far it changes the politics. Let's go for a Rasagola each. Come on.
Our food-filled day ends with one of the most famous paans of Kolkata at the Taj Mahal Paan Shop opposite the city's municipal corporation. More than a century old, its owner Maniruddin plays only Muhammad Rafi songs and sells just one kind of paan, the Meetha Ice Paan, dipped in a special homemade gulkand.
Sir ji, aapka naam?
Hamra naam hai Muhammad Maniruddin Taj Mahal Paan Shop.
Taj Mahal Paan Shop bhi aap apne naam mein rakhte hain?
Ji haan.
Acha ye bataiye, yahan sir Muhammad Rafi ke gaane ban rahe hain aur Muhammad Rafi ki tasveerein hain, aisa kyun?
इसलिए कि मोहम्मद रफीक से हमको ज़्यादा मोहब्बत है।
अच्छा।
अब कुछ साल हम मुंबई में रह चुके हैं फिल्म स्थानीय स्टूडियो गोरेगांव के अंदर में।
अच्छा।
अभी उसका नाम हो गया फिल्म सिटी। अभी मुंबई छोड़े हुए हमको 40 बरस हो गया,
लेकिन रफी से मोहब्बत अभी भी है।
उससे जिंदगी भर रहेगा, मरते दम तक रहेगा। ये दुनिया वाले को भी मोहब्बत है, हमसे नहीं है, क्योंकि एक अच्छा इंसान वो था, एक अच्छा इंसान, शरीफ इंसान और नेक बंदा भी था, बंदा परवर भी था वो।
अच्छा, ये बताइए, अभी तो चुनावी माहौल है, कौन जीतने वाला है?
ये तो देखिए ऊपर वाले का हाथ में, जितना हारना ये ऊपर वाले का
हाथ। आपके हाथ में भी है, आप ही तो वोटर हैं।
हमारे अंदर में तो यहाँ का भी लगता है कि फूल चलेगा, फूल गुलाब का जो फूल बना हुआ है, तिलमुल का फूल,
आपको लगता है वो जीतेंगे?
लगता तो है, बाकी ऊपर वाले का हाथ में है।
और दुकान कितनी पुरानी है?
ये दुकान 100 बरस हो गए, हमारे वालिद साहब पहले थे, अभी 60 बरस से हम यहाँ पर है। कुछ साल तो हम बम्बई में गुजारा 14 बरस, अभी 40 बरस यहाँ दुकान में गुजार रहे हैं।
अच्छा, और इस पान में क्या खासियत है?
ये पान में बहुत किस्म का खासियत है, पान खाइएगा ये हवा पान है, मुंह में जाने के साथ गल जाएगा, पता नहीं चलेगा कि हम पान खाया है।
वो नेता जैसे तो नहीं जो चुनाव के समय आते हैं फिर गायब हो जाते हैं? पान
वही हाल है,
वही हाल है। तो मैं एक ट्राई कर रही हूँ, मैं एक आप दीजिए ना फिर।
ये खाइए, आगे देखिए।
बहुत ही बढ़िया,
बहुत बढ़िया लगा तो। और आइए आप लोग भी खाइए, और
बस आप चुनाव के बाद आएंगे।
बात करते नहीं हो जाने दो।